For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, some of the plays that we've seen are wrapping up this week. Six Dance Lessons in 6 weeks. Anne Gailey and Greg Jurich is going to close, but not until Sunday.
Not till Sunday, and everyone has loved it. It's about a retired woman who, to combat the boredom, arranges for six dance lessons in her home and ends up having a contentious, yet life-affirming relationship with her dance instructor.
I like that. Contentious, but life-affirming.
Yeah. And that's up at O'Connell and Company, which is performing in that adorable little theater at the Park School.
A little off the beaten path, but right off Harlem Road near Main Street. Last night, Blood Type Ragu opened at the Smith Theater right next door to Shea's, a one-man play about growing up in an Italian family, which should resonate with folks. It might be a sort of a one-man version of Over the Tavern.
You seem really interested in that.
My life, I am surrounded by Italians.
Oh, all right. All right. Will you be seeing this?
I will be.
You will be. Okay.
I'm living the dream. I'd like to see it on stage.
All right.
But things are coming up, including Ain't Misbehavin'.
Yeah, coming up things. Things for people who like to plan ahead. Musical Fair is doing the Fats Waller review, Ain't Misbehavin'. It's one of the best of those big Broadway composer-based reviews. Music written by and popularized by Fats Waller.
The Children's Hour is at New Phoenix Theater.
At the New Phoenix Theater, but it's the Buffalo Public Theater, and that's Lillian Hellman's classic play about the damaging effect of rumors at a girl's school. Very, very controversial at the time. Let's see how it plays now.
Now, it's my impression, there are many smaller theaters in Buffalo, Western New York, but the New Phoenix Theater, I always feel like I'm almost in the play. What's your impression?
Well, because they can configure the seats unconventionally, I think that people also feel that way at the Andrews Theater, that where the Irish Classical Theater Company plays. You're never more than three rows away. There are a lot of smaller venues. Only one mid-sized venue, which is 710 Main, and they seem to be having a challenge programming that well or attracting an audience at the moment, but we're ever optimistic.
Now, it might sound off the beaten path, but one of my favorite websites is Old Jews Telling Jokes.
Is that a website?
It is a website, and it's hilarious, but it's also a play.
It's the play coming up at the Jewish Repertory Theater, yes. They're doing a season of laughter. They have a Neil Simon and Beau Geste coming up, and so we'll start the laughter now with Old Jews Telling Jokes. And you were also telling me that Neglia Ballet, I know that...
They're coming, they're going to be at Shea's, one performance only. It's tomorrow, Saturday the 18th at 2 o'clock. But if you have little ones, you're advised to get there an hour early. They can dress up in their Halloween costume. There'll be cookies. And they'll go through three different tellings of the story of Baba Yaga, the Russian witch who lived in the hut on chicken legs. And then they'll go into the theater proper and see the ballet. I understand, although it's a little scary, it's great for children kindergarten and on up, especially because Baba Yaga is danced by Serge Neglia, a man, in the role of a very ugly woman. I guess it's pretty powerful.
Well, she's a witch, and this is not the Wizard of Oz. Ballet is of course, a form of storytelling theater, and was my own introduction to the theater. My parents were dancing with the Dutchess County Ballet, and they took me as a small child to Stravinsky's Firebird.
Wow.
with the demons and all of that, and I was not scared, mesmerized, just enchanted. Ballet, it's a wonderful introduction to the theater, Baba Yaga.
And looking way down the road towards the end of the month, on the 26th of October, the Shakespeare in Delaware Park won't be in Delaware Park, but they will be at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center.
He said she said. It's their fall fundraising event, and it's always great fun. They're doing great monologues from Shakespeare with a gender bender twist.
And always putting a new twist on things, BUA at the Alleyway. They're opening the homosexual, but I don't remember when.
The homosexual's the 24th, coming up on the main stage.
Well, there you go. It's pledge week here at WBFO. I've made my annual pledge.
I've made mine.
Oh, I know you have, and we should remind folks that Theater Talk would not be on the air if it weren't for member support. So that all-important phone number, Tony?
Is 877-511-1017.
Or go to the website, where, by the way, you can see Theater Talk every Friday morning.
On the web, that's the way I contributed.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.